First to eastern Ukraine, where the investigation is just beginning into the crash of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17. U.S. officials now say they believe the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile in the area of Ukraine currently controlled by pro-Russia separatists. Here's President Obama speaking today about the crash.
Nearly 300 innocent lives were taken. Men, women, children, infants who had nothing to do with the crisis in Ukraine. Their deaths are an outrage of unspeakable proportions. We know at least one American citizen, Quinn Lucas Schantzman, was killed. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family for this terrible loss.
The president also called for an immediate ceasefire in the area. Earlier today, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Samantha Power put the ultimate blame for the situation at Russia's feet.
While it may take us some time to firmly establish who shot down a plane filled with innocents, most council members and most members of the international community have been warning for months about the devastation that would come if Russia did not stop what it started, if it did not rein in what it unleashed.
The plane was at cruising altitude of 33,000 feet when it was shot down. It sent no distress signal, and all 298 people on board are believed dead. Philip Warwick is a freelance photojournalist. He's in Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. And Philip, you were at the crash site both last night and much of today. What is the scene like there now?
Yes, that's correct. Yesterday evening, there were many people around the crash site. They petered out, actually, towards the evening, and you just had the emergency services. So, in effect, the fire brigade, they were left there setting up one or two spotlights. What I noticed is that because of the number of teams and what I would say, taking into consideration the radius of the crash and the tools that were at their disposal, the night operation would have had minimal impact. So at some point, they actually packed up and left. This morning, they were back out, actually, and combing most of the area surrounding the two main sites.
And who is it that is there working at the crash site? Is it representatives of the separatists, or is it Ukrainian officials, or what?
Well, the Ukrainian government has been a refused entry. So in terms of starting any kind of preliminary investigation from the Ukrainian side, that's practically impossible. So the separatists, the EPR, they've taken the matter into their own hands. So as I mentioned, you have the fire brigade and the emergency services combing the area. But in terms of, say, disaster management, I wouldn't say that they've had previous experience in doing it. What I would have expected them to do is to apply a grid, and I didn't see any kind of grid. A grid is basically where you organize teams to walk a line, and then you place a grid on top of items that are actually on the ground, marking them in different colors. So, for example, a body would be marked in one color, a personal item would be marked in a different color, a piece of plane would be marked in a different color. So all these marks will be then recorded and marked because this is standard procedure of any crime scene. Also, what I've noticed is that since yesterday evening until even this morning, all of the bodies that I saw spurn on both fields, because there's a road which leads you down to a small village, and the bodies on both sides of the road, they actually haven't been covered as of yet. So you're walking along, and these bodies are left open to the element, and I don't think that's also standard procedure.
And there are already concerns coming from U.S. officials, including Samantha Power, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., speaking this morning at the U.N., that the separatists may try to remove some evidence. Have you seen any evidence of that happening?
What I can tell you is quite interesting, actually extraordinary, that I haven't seen before, is that they haven't cordoned off the area altogether. So talking about since yesterday evening or even yesterday afternoon, you've had journalists, you had separatists, you had chauffeurs, taxi drivers, even ordinary members of the public, so the villagers walk all over the crime scene. So that's one thing point out, is that the crime scene is not cordoned off. And another thing is that I heard last night, but I wanted to actually see for myself, is looting of personal items. And there's strong evidence which would suggest that by looking at certain personal items, we're talking about carrier bags or handbags, that I haven't come across a single mobile phone, I haven't come across a single wallet with money, and I haven't come across a single camera. They all mysteriously have gone missing. So I'd say that has taken place to some extent, and that area hasn't been cordoned off, so there isn't really a security zone there.
What are the people saying about what happened, the people who live in these villages?
Well, I managed to speak to one villager. There weren't any villagers today except for a father and son team who actually were working in the field. And one of them basically said that they saw the plane fragment into pieces and then fall over a large radius. Then he saw villagers from surrounding areas come down. Basically, from what he had said is that to help any survivors. But he noticed that some were in complete shock in what they were able to see.
Philip Warwick is a freelance photojournalist. He's been at the crash site and was speaking with us from Donetsk in Ukraine. Philip, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.